With the new Common Council being sworn in last month, comprising seven new members, the City of St John is now reorganising its standing committees. The new committee setup will allow more in-depth focus on issues raised during May's municipal elections, such as snow removal, roads and recreation, while allowing for more public input. Having previously had three committees, Finance, Public Safety and Growth, during this council term, as well as Finance and Public Safety, new Quality of Life and Service and Operations committees are being added, with the Growth Committee being dropped. The proposal was introduced by the City Chief Administrative Officer, Ian Fogan.
We're recommending that we go from three standing committees of council to four, namely going from Finance, Public Safety and Growth to Finance, Public Safety, Quality of Life and Service and Operations committees. So this would give the opportunity to put more focus on service levels like winter management plan and also positive quality of life examinations like Play SJ at the committee level, where the work is really done before the recommendations come to council. There will also be some additional changes recommended actually to the terms of reference for finance to add economic development to that portfolio, and also changes to public safety to include the police mandate, such as defining policing and developing a community safety and security plan. So the terms of the reference for the new committees will likely be ready in a month or so before the end of summer, at which time we'll bring back to council for approval and then ask nominating committee to populate the standing committees of council.
While welcoming the new committee set up, Councillor Gary Sullivan raised concerns regarding the timeliness of filling the new committees.
I think the council of 2007 first recommended it, the council of 2008 killed it, and then it came back again and later on, and finally we're kind of expanding it to cover more things. And I think well described that some of the stuff that we at council have gotten bogged down on, winter management, you know, what lawns are getting mowed when, you know, will now fall under a committee structure so that councilors can take a deep dive. I am a little concerned about the timing of populating of committees. We're a couple of months into our mandate. You know, over the past 3 years, we would be on the finance committee deep into budget. And so is there some way that we can get some of the work done or move it up sooner? Realizing terms of reference are to come, I don't know if there's much more detail that council needs in order to say, here, I'm interested in this or not interested in that. I would like to see the committees populated at our next meeting.
So we are recommending that nominating committee immediately stand up finance and public safety. There's a fair amount of work to get done this summer, so we're recommending that those be populated immediately. As far as growth, I have talked to your executive team, and there is some work, but it could probably wait a month or two, nothing urgent or pressing. So what we're recommending is standing up immediately finance and public safety, and then in a month or two when we return for the terms of reference for quality of life and service and operations, that we stand up those two at that time.
Okay, super, thank you.
The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the City of St John YouTube channel. If you have a tip, an idea or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.